Holding on Lamed Heim Beis in the Ran, we're holding on the wide lines of the Ran, the widest lines of the Ran, all the way at the bottom, towards the bottom, the first wide line. Ela Me'ata L'Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So Mor wants to know that according to Rabbi Yochanan, when he says, Zosh Terasa Yoledis, the Kol Tzrichim Das, except for Mechusik Kaporo, because it says Zosh Terasa Zov, so what are you going to do with the Pasuk of Zosh Terasa Yoledis? Over there, you can't include a Ketana, because a Ketana doesn't give birth. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Terasa Zov means even a Ketan, so Terasa Yoledis means even a Ketana, which that's not going to work. The seal of the teras, the word teras is also the rebuye katan, that the word teras is coming to include even a katan. So then, Zoyster also, you let us make the rebuye. What are you going to be marveled by the case of the katana? If you're telling me it means even a girl with a katana who gives birth, but to Atana Rabibi quoted a brisa that Mashamsh is a moich. So the Ran learns like the opinion that they have to be Meshamash Moich, Mishum Sakana, Shemati Sabra Batamas. There's a Sakana, she might become pregnant and then she would die. Amalo Mishkachas Lo Yoledes, she Ketana. So you don't want the case of Yoledes who's a Ketana because she would die. Chas V'Shalom. Now, Zot the Ran, one second. If you tell me, my Kusha, I don't understand the question. Ha'asikta Perakam of the Yavamas, the Shema Thomas Komar, Efshanami Deloy Maisi. It's possible she won't die. Moore says in Yavamis that it's possible that the girl who's Ketana, who became pregnant, will survive the pregnancy and live. So here you have a case of a Ketana who gave birth. So you can answer the question in the following way. So Moore here is saying, according to Birchanan, Zayish Teras Hazov means whether a god or a katan. So Moore says, well, if that's what it means, so then Zosh Terasa Yoledes has to mean a Gadala or a Ketana, which can't be, because Ketana can't give birth, because she's going to die. The more Yavama says that she's not going to die. It's only a suffix. So the Ran answer is, the opinion over there in Yavama says that a Ketana can give birth and survive the birth, the bonim hareim kisimonim. So that the children have the same equivalent status of bringing the signs of physical maturity. Furthermore, even better than the signs of physical maturity, which means that the signs of physical maturity only work in conjunction with being 12 years old. But Bonim work even if she's not 12 years old. So it comes out that she is a Gedolah. Even though she's not 13 years old yet.
Isn't that after the effect, though? I mean, after she's had children, Bonim.
If a girl who is lacking in the age of 12 years old gives birth, that functions is the equivalent of reaching halachic maturity. So we're looking for a case of a Ketana who gave birth. There's no case of a Ketana who gave birth. Because if she gave birth and she died, she's a Ketana, she's not a Gedolah. But she's not bringing a Korban because she's dead. And if she survived, she's not a Ketana anymore, she's a Gedolah. So Mamonashach, the Ran is saying there's no case of a Ketana giving birth, which bringing a Korban. The bottom of her aim, because Simonim, just going back one step on that, the more whether it means that even when a person reaches physical maturity, in regards to a derisa level action, we don't rely on the fact that they have even when a person reaches the age of maturity, we don't rely that they have the signs of physical maturity. Because there are some people who reach the age of halachic age of maturity, but they're not physically mature. So the rule is that for drabbanans, we rely on an assumption that once they reach the age, once a boy or a girl reaches the age of bar bat mitzvah, we assume that they have physical maturity also. Sweet, you know how to be quiet. It's not fair. I'm talking and you're talking. So should we all wait for you? Thank you. So there's a lot of assumption. Once they reach that age, they also have the physical signs of maturity. That only works for the rabbanon, not for the raisins. So if I want a boy to lay on Shabbos, that's a rabbanon. He can lay for me on Shabbos. He can daven for the yomim. I want this boy to lay in the Megillah, which is at least by perm day. The Megillah is based on the Pesukim, and it's not the Raisa. I want the boy to lay in Parsha Zocher, so I don't know whether he's a Gadol. We'd have to check for physical maturity. It's the same thing with a girl. She wants to get married, and she's 12 years old. I don't know whether she's a Gadol. She can do the process of getting married. We'd have to check for physical maturity. Well, if she's given birth to a child already, I don't have to check. That's the Bonarim Kisimonim. So that's the first step of the Gemara. So Bonim has the we know that she has physical maturity. Furthermore, it's even with Simonim that whereas Simonim need the Rana is learning the Simonim need age. Bonim don't even need age. Okay, so that's the more as a kasha on the Bia. The more says, so what is the word Taras Yoledes come to Marbe? The answer is, the point we're saying is that Zos Taras Hazov tells me that even a person who doesn't have Das brings this korban, which means that this korban does not need Das. So by Yazov, that's referring to a gadol or a katan. By Yoledes, it's referring to whether the woman is a Pekachas or a Shaita. You're right, a katana can't give birth, but a shaita is also a woman who could give birth but doesn't have das, and she still has to bring this korban. Now, how could she bring the korban? We need someone to have das to bring the korban. The man can bring the korban for the woman. Okay. Now, what is a Behuda? Behuda says that when the man brings the korban for the wife, even though the woman doesn't have property, and therefore she should bring a korban of an oni, I hate it. Will you stop it? If a person brings a korban, a woman should bring a korban of an aniyah because she doesn't have any property. All of her property belongs to her husband. When the man brings for the woman, he brings a korban of an usher. So we see that the man takes over the responsibility of the korban. And that's part of the chrayas that he undertakes in the ksuva. Okay. Zakhtaran. So the more ties in this drasha with Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda is doing this based on the ksuba issue. We're darshaning pshat in the pasuk. So what does the pshat in the pasuk do with Rabbi Yehuda's din? Zakhtaran. Klarmer. Ilom yashachon the adam may be korban al ishtoi. L'harim rabinin shoyte. If we didn't find Rabbi Yehuda's concept that the person could be a korban al ishtoi, we would not have been marbe shoyte. Why? Who is the Torah talking to that should bring this korban? You're right, the korban can be brought for a shaita, but who has the responsibility? She has the responsibility to bring it. Okay. We talked about katan levua kamaza. We understand that we could talk to the father who has responsibility, and therefore he has to bring the korban. El shaita leman. But by shaita or shaita, right, over here, who are we talking to? Ella, I will hash the Dhamma Rabbiyachanan, excuse me, Amr Rabbiyahuda, the other may be carbon al ishtai. Ikaluk mikra, the Zeus Taras, Lyaletish, Shaito, Shinotzichim Daita, Ella Dasabal, Kimichu may be carbon asahel. So it comes out that Zeus Taras Azov is being marbi ben a katan. And Rabbi Yochanan saying, you see, you don't need das because the korban of the katan doesn't have das. By shoita, the husband is bringing it; he has das, so you can't prove anything from the case of the shoita. But you're asking, what is the positive Torah? You let us be marbe. It's being marbe that there's a chiyuv to bring for her. Hachir sinan the Tanya, other maybe korban osher al ishtoi, chokavana she chayevus. So a person has to be a korban osher for his wife, and any other korban which he's chayiv. Therefore, Amr Yehuda, the fikach in patra in a chay by chayusin. Shekei kasevus lo yachrayus the isli aloch min kamas dino. If, however, she had parted him from that chiyah which he wrote in the ksuva, she can part him from that. Okay, we don't have the gears in our Gemara. Rachi Purusha, Adam may be carbon usher lishta. Shall be shall call Isha Sheish Nabal, Lehavi Ashira. By definition, she's married, she's not an Ashira. She called Masha Kanta Isha Kanabal. Her property belongs to her husband. Philakim and Shabala Usher, when he's bringing for her, maybe Bishvila, carbon usher. He has to be a carbon usher, but Kabbalah Shehi Be'ela Be'yarbet. The Kabbalah's which changed based on the person's, the amount of property the person owns. So those are called Erla Be'yarbet. They go up, there's a scale, a sliding scale, what they have to bring depending on their financial status. So he's an usher, so he has to be a carbon usher, even though she's an Aniya, she is impoverished. But he's bringing it, he's an usher. But it's not his carbon, he's just acting as her shliach. The fish are Baal Chai, but carbon is Ishtar. Hey, call carbon is Sheikh Yavis. So the husband is Chayiv for her carbonis. Any carbon she has a chiyuv to bring, if a woman makes a neder or a davar, the Baal doesn't have to bring it for her. But a woman's chayiv and a chatas, an usher, etc., the husband has a chiyuv to bring it for her. If he was part to her, I'm sorry, im patra, if he was part to her, which means klamer shegirsha, and a chayiv b'acher yuson, he's not chayiv anymore. This is what she writes in the receipt of the time of the gerushin, miksuva, so from her ksuva. She's moichel all the Christ that he has. So that includes that she's parting from any chi of korban which he had undertaken for her, he no longer has to bring for her. The beautiful Dorish Lashon Hedget. So the Morris says in Bamatsiya that the Behuda takes the language that even which we write in the star very seriously, and he was Madaik in all of the Sharnas. And the Morris says, where do you know the Behuda's? That's the Behuda's opinion. From this that he writes over here, so I said it wrong in the Gemara. He writes over here in the way in the Shiver that she's relieving him from all responsibility. Now, Behuda Merhacha, she can maybe Adam Karban Al Ishtai for Behuda, that the Behuda says the one that she brings the Karban, right? Lav Dafker Behuda. The Tani Reisha Stama Adam may be carbon Asher Lishtoi. Everybody says that. A Mishum Lo Yedina Man Niu Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda Ariba Tilin Leli the Day. Rabbi Yehuda is coming, adding this another step. He clearly holds it at the first point. The first Tanya, we don't know who that is, so we call it Rabbi Yehuda. Now again, that's not the Girsa which we have in the Gemara. Which you look at the note in the bottom, it says Rashi changes the girsa to the girsa that the Ran has, and this is the girsa which we have in Teres Kahanim. Well, there's another Gemara which is Mashma, not like this. There's a Gemara Noza which is Mashma, that the girsa is like we have over here, and it doesn't fit with the girsa of the Teres Kahanim. Okay. Okay, we did the Gemara till down the Gemara a little bit. So Masa Ratzimi Bar Abba Zatran Vaiter Im Haya Kayan Zerkel of Dam Chatosu Bar Shamay. Okay, so we see that. So we're saying over here that we're discussing is the Kayan the Shliach of the Yisrael or not. So if he's a Shliach of the Yisrael, the Mor says, how can we bring his carbon for him? So Mor says he's bringing him. It's referring to Karbanas, which you don't need Das of the Bible. So that's not a parsha of shlichus. You don't need shlichus over there, but a korban which is belongs to the bialim, which is, it's a bialim's responsibility. And you need the bialim's das, so then he has to be a shliach, and he can't be a shliach for a case of a mutter. The Brisa says the kain can be zarek dam chatosu b'shamay. So some more answers. It means by the case of dam of the chatos b'shamay, which is a form of a mechusik kippurim. Now the Ron says, why are you asking from this brisa? The Mishnah says he's makrav kinyan zavim kinyan zavis kinyan yoldis chatos v'shamis. It says in the Mishnah chatos v'shamis. So the same question is in the Mishnah. Why are you going to the brisa? That the Ron ikel man the Omar. Some argue the mira oisav rabsimi bar abba mi brisa v'loy oisav b'masnisin. From the fact that he asked from the Brisa, not from the Mishnah, that he did not have the gears of these words chatos v'shamas in the Mishnah, that's why he had asked from the Brisa. Zakhtaran, v'imeha loy irya. If that's the reason that they took out the gears, I don't see a need for it. The reason why he didn't ask from the Mishnah, mishum the kibra and the tonid the hubahari kine zavin. The Mishnah says, Kine Zavin, Kine Zavis, Kine Yoldis, Chatos Vashamis. So from the flow of the Mishnah, we understand the fact that it's picking out specifically these Karbanis. Imagine the Zavin and the Zavis and Yoldis, so probably Chatos Vashamis means of a Matzara, which is similar to the Zavin and the Zavis and the Yoldis. So we know it's referring to a Mechusa Kippurim. The Mela Mucha, the Chatos Vashamis, the Matzara Kamar. Of Masnisa, the Braisa, the Tony Stama, Zerik Dam Chatos Vashamai, Mashvele, the Bechol Chatos Kamar. The language of the Braisa, which is not in a line of other cases, it's just simply these cases, and it says Chatos Vashamis, means any Chatos. That's going to be a Kasha. And the more answers, even though the Brisa is a standalone Brisa, we could answer the case of the Brisa is referring to a Chathis and the Asham of a Mitzur. Okay. And again, it says Oitzaras Mitzura, Bein Golam Bein Katan. So this korban is a korban not for atonement; it's a korban for completing the tahara process, and it does not need das. So the Gemara. So holding the Gemara, the fifth line down on Lamav Ovam and Aleph. Tanan. Kohanim shepiglu b'mikdash mezidin chayavin. The Kohen is mafagel b'mikdash, so Reuven brings his korban to the base of mikdash. He designates a korban, and the Kohen has the wrong intent. So if he does it b'mezid, if he does that wrong intent, so his wrong intent is he has the. He thinks it's a different korban than it is. So he plans to eat this animal, when he shechs it, he plans to eat it beyond its allotted time. So a chath is only eaten, for example, the day of the shkita plus the following night. And he thinks this is a shlomim, and now he plans to eat it a day, a night, and a day. So that makes the korban possible. If he does that intentionally, chayavin, he has to replace the animal. He's a mazik, so he has to replace it.
What if he's just thinking, you know, look, I think it's a shlamim, and therefore I may end up eating it, you know, during that second day. Is that hell?
That's also a problem, yeah. So more is medayik, hashagin peturin, el shepigulin pigul. So the Mishnah is stressing that if he did a b'mezid, he has to reimburse. If he did a b'shagin, he doesn't have to reimburse. Now, if it's not possible, of course he doesn't reimburse if the korban is kosher. So obviously that means that the korban is possible either way. If he did it by mistake, we're not going to give him this responsibility to pay. If he did it intentionally, we make him pay. Now something more up. I amr bishlam shulcha the shmaya havu hanashi pigul and pigul. So what power does he have over this korban to make it possible? So if you understand that the authority comes from the Bereshim, invests with the Kohen with the power to be marked of the Karbanos. So he who is being marked of the Karban is doing it wrong. Okay? But that's his power. But if he gets the authority from the Bailim, and without that he's not a valid Shliach, so the Bailim says to the fellow, excuse me, Eliyahu Shukhadidan Havu. Shukhadidan means not, that means that his authority is given from the Bailim. So it goes with the regular rules of Shlichus. So my Pigul and Pigul, Lemele, Shlicha Shavisich, Liskuni, Blalabusi. Okay, that when I point to shliach, there's a halachic assumption. I only point to your shliach if you do the shlichus in a way which is beneficial for me, not when it's going to be detrimental for me. So it comes out as soon as he does the hakrava wrong, he immediately loses his status of a shliach. It means he has no power to be the one who has the thought over of the korban. His thought shouldn't affect the korban. The animal's dead, but it's not pigle. So the case of Maze, I said, listen, you killed my animal. I need another animal. But if it's b'shoigeg, right? The issue over here is not the reimbursement issue, because it's not reimbursing. The issue is the status of the animal is pigle, which means that somebody eats it, he's chayav koras. No, it's not. It's not pigle. The dochi of koras on this meat, because it's not a korban. It's nothing. So you see that no, that the power which he gets the mark of the korban is not from the bialim, which would then be immediately revoked at the moment when he has the wrong thought. It comes out that he wasn't the shliach when he brings the korban, but rather it's from a kodesh baruch hu. So the bialim says, "Listen, I don't want you to lose. That's very nice, but I'm not getting it from you." So the Torah said, when I who have the power to be makir, do it this way. This is what happens. So you see, it must be that shluchu the shemayim. I mean, no. The Mor says you can't prove that, because it could be that really he shluchu lidan. But so why does the pickle work? Shani gabi pickle damakro lo ye choshev lo ye komalkum. So the actual language says that it means at the end of the day, whoever is doing this act has this thought regards to pickle. The thought is going to be effective, even though regards to the hakrava, he doesn't really have the authority to be makriv. It doesn't make a difference.
As a result of his thought, it's not a korban. Then it's shlitat chulin b'mikta.
No, I'm saying that it's sometimes not a korban. It's a korban, which was, it's a korban. The same, it's not a korban. It doesn't have the function of a korban, so there's no din pigel on it. Zakt iran. Tanan, Kaddish Pigle Mikdash, Yemma Bishlam Ashtuk the Shmain, Nino Hanu, the Shibigul and Pigle, Rahman Shibino Shliach, the Chomili. That's the power that he has. Alayam Shukhalidan, Nino, a might be Gul and Pigle. Zak the Ran, Shagig who the Kashalay. The Shagig is where the question is. Bishlam and Bemazin, the Hidash Shukhalidan, Nino. Pigul and Pigle, the Kim and the Befagel, Bemazin, and Oshikhusa, Aldaita, the Rashaka of it. So he has, once he decides not to be a shliach, so he's taking somebody's korban without any authority and shechting it. So a person now this is going to be a big question in the Mishnah. Is pickle a mice or is pickle a machshava? Pickle is a machshava, but it's a mice that's done with that machshava. So we have a rule: if Reuven goes over to Shimon's item and he's not a bialim at all, he's not a shliach at all, and he does something to the item, which makes the item usur. He did it. But if it's a loch, it's totally in machshava, he has no power to be think Shimon's item should become an usur. Can't ask somebody else's item with machshava. Only with mice. So I think bad thoughts about your item is still mutter. If I do a bad action to your mice, to your item, to the action is done.
It's
So he's basically saying, forget about the Bailim, you know, he's bemazed. I'm now going to decide to be makrav a korban with machshavas pigul. That's it. That's it. That's what happens. It's a kolam meiser. They don't tell machshavas. So the Ran seems to learn that since it's a meiser done with that machshava, it's the meiser which injects the psul into it, not just the machshava. But Al Vashagig, which he doesn't have that intent to do that. He's not doing it with intent to ignore the Bible. I made you a shliach only for my benefit, not for my detriment. The kid in shiny got me pickled, don't recruit. There's extra pasuk. It's extra pasuk. Okay. So what do we stand with? The Moor's Shaila was not conclusive. We haven't proved one way or the other. Helbain, Hakha, Lo Yipshita, the Moor never comes out to a final resolution of the Shaila, whether they're Shukha Lidan, Shukha Rachmana, and Argamor. However, like the Ran said at the beginning of the Sugya, Miyu, Nihita, Hakha, Lo Yipshita, Law, even though the Moor here has not concluded an answer to the Shaila, and the Moor in the Kedushin did come to an answer. He the Perakam, the Kedushin, Mukhak, the Shukha, the the more Kedusha comes out that they are Shukha the Shemaya, and that stands as the halachic status, which means, therefore, that the Kayan Madir can be makir for the Mutter, any Korban, because he's not acting as a Shiach for the Bible. Rikivager discusses this Shaila, how you look at a Maisa with a Machshava in Hilchos Shabbos. So the law is that there's a din of Chazara, that a person could take an item off the fire and put it back if he has intent to, when he takes it off, to put it back. Let's say Shimon went over to Reuben's pot and took it off without Reuben asking him to do it. He took it off without intent to put it back. So can he make Reuben's pot also to put back? Well, he took it off. That's a maisa. But the ikur is not the maisa. The ikur is what the machshava was. He didn't have the intent to return it. So he doesn't have the bialim. He doesn't have the bialist to have that. They have that lack of intent because they don't have the, can't ask somebody else's thing b'machshava. Or no, we look at it. There was a maisa done, which of removing it, which even though Adam Shaloy, that's only b'machshava, b'maisa, he could ask her. So he discusses this issue of how you look at a case where there's a maisa which requires, you know, machshava plays a role. Where is his authority? So the Ran over here seems to say that's called a maisa. If you look at the Pirsha Rosh, he says, he doesn't make the difference between shagig and mazit. So Pash just let him learn that he's arguing on the round. He's saying the kasha really is really over here. It's over here on this. It seems to bring the there's two ways to look at it. Okay. Fine. Nothing more about it. Kufa. So Rabbi Yochanan, let's go back to look at Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan, kol shechem das kutim mechusa kaparo, shrei adam may be korban al-abana v'al-banoi sevaktana. Okay. that the Mora says, Elamayato, Yavi Adam Chatas Chela Bachaveru. So you don't need das, so Reuben can bring regular chatas. A regular chatas is referred to in, sometimes in the Gemara as a chatas chelev. It means a chatas not of the of tahara like you have over here by the mitzvah, but a chatas for the veira of Achiv Chorus. For example, is eating chelev. So let Reuben bring a korban chatas for Shimon. Why? I should get all the maybe all the ishtar shaita. So you're telling me that he can bring the korbanos for his wife. That includes a case of chatas. So let him bring the chatas chel v'chaveroi. Alam amar belozer hivish chatas chel v'chaveroi loyosul klum. So that the chatas Reuben cannot be cannot bring a korban chatas for somebody else. Not a case of matter of murder. Just he designates an animal as a chatas for somebody else's avera to do him a favor to save him the korban whatever it is. It doesn't work. Morris says, one second. Let's go back to this case of the Ishtar Shaita. He's bringing a korban chatas chela for his wife as a shaita. So hechi dami. Ida akla kishihi shaita lav bas korban hi. She ate it as a shaita. He doesn't bring a korban for her. She's not a person who is in the purview of aveiras that she has to bring an animal as an atonement for her aveira. So there's no aveira over here. There's no korban over here. Elama, the case was ida akla kishihi pikakas. No, she ate it as when she was functional, and now when he started, and then she became a shaita. So now Zok the Gemara, we assume that based on what Rabbi Huda said before, the husband could bring that chatas for her. So she needs the kapara, even though right now she's not functional. The Gemara says, but that's not true. Because once a person becomes in a state of being a shaita, he ate he did the aveira when he was functional. Then he became a shaita. At that point in time, he has no dini korban anymore, because there's no mitzvah to bring a korban to be mechaper for the aveira that he did when he you can't be mitzav him in a korban right now. So because of an ishtapa, so then the person regains his faculties. So he has a chiyuv to bring for that korban that he from before. The law is possible that animal which he had designated as a korban is no longer kosher, because hal v'nitcha yitcha. Since during the state of being a shaita, there's no dinner of being a korban, so that means that animal became nitcha. It's no longer a valid functioning korban or animal for purpose of a korban. It cannot revert back to being a kosher animal. Okay, so. So Zot the Gemara, so you see that when a person's in a state of a shaita, there's no din korban at all. Otherwise, what do you mean the animal became possible? So there's no din of the mamana shach. There's no din of the husband bringing a korban for his wife who is a shaita. Either see there's okay fine. The Gemara says elamei ato. Let's hold it here.
In that